Welcome to Real Estate New. I'm your host, Scott Ellis. I've got Valerie with me. We're talking about some mortgages, maybe help you with some credit. Stay tuned. We'll be right back after a word from our sponsors. Welcome back to Real Estate New. Hey, y'all.
Hey there, Scott. How are you?
Hey, and I heard a wise tale. You know, it's been raining this past week a couple of times, you know, for the firecrackers, you know, they kind of messed them up.
Yes.
Lance told me a wise tale, and I think it's true now. Is if the sun's out and it rains, it's going to rain for the next 2 days.
For real?
Yeah, for real. And did you know it's fourth it rained, fifth it rained, sixth it rained?
Well, that would be cool. So we hope the sun is out and it's raining all the time.
Yeah. So, but anyway, I think it's kind of gone. But I just kind of
I've never heard that before.
Yeah, I've always heard, you know, you can tell winter's over, the mesquites come out, and if you see a scissor tail. Little trivia. Now, if the mesquites sometimes get fooled every, but not very often on them either, kind of like kill those darn trees. But then the scissor tail, no more freezes. So that's kind of me. That's a true wise tale.
You're just full of it today, aren't you?
Full of wise tales, yes. So anyway, but thank God for the rain. We needed it bad.
Bad.
But let's talk about something. What we were talking about earlier is credit. Credit's kind of a problem for people right now.
Yes. And people feel really bad about their credit. And so that's number one is don't feel bad about your credit. Let's get it better. Don't. I mean, it is what it is. I've seen worse. I always tell people when they come in, because people will come in, they're like, oh, I'm going to blow up your computer. It's so bad. I have always seen worse. And so the thing is start today, know where you're at, because not knowing is worse than knowing, and then we can work from there. Because nowadays we have programs, if you're around 600, we've got programs for you. And it's not subprime, it's not crazy, it's just your normal FHA or VA type of a loan.
So how does credit work? I mean, I've heard credit scores all my life, and I still to this day have not heard somebody tell me how they really get that credit score.
And it's different, too. Like if you do Credit Karma, you will get a different score than we're going to get on a mortgage. The mortgage is the worst credit scores you're going to get as far as the hardest on you. And so there's like, it's all computer generated. I've seen things that are weird. I've got one guy, I've been working on his credit now for 5 months. I told him, I said, go get a credit card, use it, pay it down, use it, pay it down. I'm still at no credit score with him. Okay. But then I can do the same thing with someone else, and the next month I'll have a credit score.
It's weird.
Go figure. I mean, it's not something that you can, there's no science to it.
Credit Karma, because I really don't understand all the best. You see it on TV. They said they can check it all the time and it doesn't affect their credit scores.
Right. They're all soft pulls. So none of it affects their credit. The thing that's good about freecreditreport.com or Credit Karma or any of those places, it's not the score, because your score is not going to be our score, but it's keeping up with it. You can see when something, like someone's checked your credit. Why did they check your credit? Those kind of things. But I have people, and again, this is just one of my pet peeves, is that people will come in and I'll talk to them about their credit, and I'll say, okay, I'm going to run your credit. Let's see where we stand. And they'll like have a heart attack that I'm going to hit their credit. Hello. Okay. If me running your credit rejects you for a loan, yeah, I didn't need the loan. Okay. Me running your credit is to be able to help you. So I have to do it. It is a hard hit. It is the way it is.
See, what I don't understand is I pay my bills on time.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes, begrudgingly, and it's hard. I'll admit that. I pay them on time. And I'm sure, well, I have an 850 credit score.
Whatever. Okay, but you're not ever going to have an 850 credit score. I'm not going to ever have an 850 credit score. But we have high 700s, and that is paying your credit on time. Everybody's goal in life is 700. Now, see, that's what's funny. People with good credit want better credit.
Yeah.
People with poor credit thinks it's okay. So that's the difference. But the people that have that high it goes to 850. So say they have 830. It's usually your much older people that use their credit, paid all off monthly. Hello. We're going to have house payments. We're going to have car payments. We're going to have all those fun things.
Well, the banks do check up. But you have different loans, and we do
You're going to have stuff on your credit just forever. I mean, that's with what you do for a living, that's what you're going to do. But 700 over 700 is good, is very good. But we will see every once in a while, I'll see a young person with over 800, and I'll tell them they're very special, because you just don't see it very often.
And what's, I guess it's the way it is, but on credit, how important it is. The better your credit, the better interest rate you get.
Correct.
The worse your credit, the worse interest rate. When you hear the rent-to-own stuff,
right?
Look at the interest rate. It's horrible.
It is. Sometimes that's the only way people can buy houses, so you have to decide, is that what I want to do? And if you do, that's the, then do it. But then try to refinance it when you get your credit. Don't ever just ignore your credit. That is just crazy to do that. Is you need to see where you're at. Now, I'm not going to run your credit just because you want to work on your credit. But if you're going to buy a house, I'll help you. We don't charge to do it. I'll help you. Now, if you're just doing it to get a better credit score, then
no, that's not what you're doing.
That's not what we do.
You get paid to make loans, right. Not to do that.
Exactly.
I do got to share a story with you, and you weren't the one who said this. So it was a little trivia. Is you're not going to believe this, but I do negotiate my interest rates.
Yes.
Have you ever heard that? Yes.
Yes. Yes.
So I'm in there, and we're borrowing money for our project, and I'm negotiating my interest rate. And a nice banker, and for our local bankers, and y'all have heard me say this 100 times, mm-hmm. and I'll say it till I die. I love, love, love local banks.
Right.
And local bankers, just like Valerie right here, where we're talking face-to-face, where you can actually talk to somebody that's a real person.
Yes.
So I'm in there face-to-face, and I'm negotiating, and he said, Scott, I want to tell you something. I said, okay. He said, you know, my dad was a banker. I said, no, I didn't know that. He goes, yeah, he was a banker too. And first off, I'm not going to give you the rate you want because that's ridiculous.
I said, let's just put that on the table.
I'm going to throw that out there for you. But I am going to make you the loan, and I'm going to give you a fair rate. But I'll tell you why. Because everybody that I've negotiated rates with that come in and do just what you do to me, I've never had to worry about them paying me back.
Yeah.
And so people that come in and say, I just want a loan. I don't care what rate you charge. Sometimes they don't pay me back.
Right.
And I said, well, I should negotiate it better. He goes, oh, no, you negotiated the best you're going to get.
Yeah.
You're going to
yeah.
get the loan, so just say thank you. And yeah. That's yeah. it.
And you do also have to remember today compared to in yesterday's is that we no longer can discriminate, okay?
We discriminated before?
Well, I could
you
before.
Let me clarify that.
Before I could, like you come in and you bring someone and you said, Valerie, I really need, let's say they're at a good fella and they're a commander. Okay, I really want to give him the best deal I possibly could.
I think I did that.
You did. and I gave him the best deal I could give him today. But in yesterday's, we would have cut the rate just unbelievably, not made a dime on it, just to do him a good job. You can't do that anymore. Is that we have rates, and we have to be within those rates for those credit scores.
So I can do
we cannot, exactly, we cannot any longer make up a rate or assist with a cheaper rate because there's somebody, okay? Is that it's a very fair playing field now, and we cannot do that anymore. It's a qualified mortgage, it is what it is, and you deal with it. I mean, I had one the other day that in the old days, because they have great credit, I could have done their loan. Credit score was unbelievably good. They had a lot of equity, but they didn't have the income showing. I'm having to go get them to get a cosigner to make it work. And that's sad because you hate that, but that's reality. I mean, I have to be able to qualify you income, credit, and property.
Well, just growing up, if you had a ranch, they'd say, oh, you got land. Here, we'll loan you money on your land.
Yeah.
That's not how it works. Cash flow now.
Exactly. I mean, it's just, it's
and
we've got
land
to,
is not cash flow, by the way.
Yeah.
Zero
you
cash
know that.
Flow,
yeah.
Cash
yeah.
flow.
Yeah. But you have to look at the whole big picture now. You cannot just look at a few things. And I think that will change. I really do. Because, you know, when they did away with subprime, they did away with low doc loans. Okay. And low doc loans, meaning that you have 800 credit score and you've got 30% down. We didn't care what your income was. We figure you make your payments, okay? Those went away. I really believe you'll see those come back.
I think those should come back.
They should.
Have you felt any, and I'm a little disappointed. In fact, we just had the guy for the chief economist for Texas A&M come talk at the luncheon.
Uh-huh.
But I'm really a little disappointed this year. It didn't start out better than I thought it was, to be honest with you. After we got the election behind us last year, which is a nightmare, and going forward, usually it really picks up. And I know a lot of the banks, especially y'all,
right.
local. When I tell you, local people that do local stuff, well, yay. But we got rid of the Dodd-Frank's bill. Not got rid of it, but the teeth were gone.
Right. We're limiting it.
Yeah, we had to go to O'Malley for that meeting. It was a hard deal. But we did listen to the Speaker of the House, former Speaker of the House, Boehner. He said, basically, there's no funding for it anymore. So when you don't fund something, it does go away, or at least right. it loses all its teeth. Have you felt anything on that yet?
We have not.
See,
we've
still
not
there,
exactly.
Kinda, isn't it?
We haven't in our case because we deal with the rules may have changed, but until the investors change their rules, mm-hmm. we still live by them. So
it really hadn't gone away yet.
Exactly. The big people have not changed things yet. Now, we keep hearing that you're going to start seeing a lot of changes to the good, but we have not yet seen it.
And the other thing that was quoted, and this was back in January, February, interest rates are going up. They haven't done squat. What are they right now?
Yeah, around 4.
They've been 3.5 to 4 for years.
Yeah, we went up to about 4.25. 4.375, went back down. And it's kind of just been bouncing around the 4%. I'm still real big about locking in. If we can lock in, let's lock in so we don't have to deal with it. I used to be really gutsy. And then back in 08 when they changed like 0.5 to 0.75 in 2 days, don't do that.